I want to preach tonight on the hidden man. The hidden man. You know, in other words, there can be things in our life and also with the Lord can be hidden from us. I believe it's like the pearl. It's like those things that God hides and see how much we want to seek for that. The Word of God says, in the day you seek Him with all of your heart, you find Him. So you'll never find God by half-hearted seeking. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. No, David was a man after the heart of God. And that's what we need to be. And I know when you read from Genesis to Revelation, it's God's Word. But those words are spiritually discerned. Not the carnal man, not the natural man, but the spiritual man. And that spiritual man is the hidden man of the heart. Amen to God. Every one of us, not one of us in here had a pure heart when we came to Christ. Our heart was full of wickedness, trouble, evil.
Amen.
It was corrupt.
Amen.
But when Christ came into that heart, He's the hidden heart man that makes the heart pure in His sight. Amen to God. How do you know that? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, we would have never got to see God if that hidden man, Christ, had not came in my heart, in my spirit. Amen. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit. Amen to God. But what He does, even when Saul walked away from Samuel, God gave him a heart to know Him. A heart to know Him. But as Samuel, he passed away, he died. And Saul begin to corrupt himself more and more and more until his heart was no longer right in the sight of God. When you read in Revelation, there was a church. They hated sin. They hated iniquity. They believed. They went to church. They did everything wonderful. But they left their first love. How do you know that? The Bible says that. It's God that searches the heart and gives every one of us according to our works. Amen to God. Whether they're good or whether they're evil, we will be rewarded. That heart. But I read to you tonight to guard that heart. For out of it are the issues of life. What keeps me from sin is when I hide the Word of God in my heart, and that Word is Christ. Amen? That Word is Christ. That Word became flesh and dwelled among us. But one day, He came into my heart, and my heart cried, Abba, Abba, Lord, forgive me. How did that happen? When I believed Him, the Bible says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When He came into my heart, He changed my whole world of my life. He gave me a love that I never had for you. Do you hear that? He gave me a love for Him, and I begin to love the things that He loved, and I also hated the things He hated. Do you hear me? Do you hear? Now, I didn't used to be that way. I loved the world. I had no love for heaven. I had no love for God. But when the Holy Ghost filled me one day, I can tell you I had a deeper, deeper love and walk with God. I come to find out, son, if you draw nigh to me, I'm going to come drawing nigh to you. In other words, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's your heart. I'm at that door. I'm at that heart. But it's up to you to open the door and let me come in and sup with you, and you up with me. Amen. Every day I open this book and read it. Guess what I'm doing? I'm sitting at the table of God, eating the Word of God. Amen to God. Do you hear me? When I come to the church and that man of God, whoever it is, up here preaching, I've just pulled the table up and I'm eating in the presence of God. Amen to God. I can tell you, for what God puts in His heart, I want to hear what God has to say. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you hear me? I've had a lot of people claim to be Christian. They have no conversation about God. Well, I can tell you, I want to talk about it. I want to have a testimony that pleases God. I want somebody to hear what come in my heart. I want somebody to know He's alive, He's living in my heart, and His Word is like a lamp under my feet, and I'm looking for the glory of God to appear any day. But I found out He's right on the inside, setting on my heart and reigning. You know, some people say, well, that heart's a muscle. Call it whatever you want to call it. But God calls that heart is what He searches. I am the Lord thy God, and I search the heart. I know the range of it. I know the motive of it. God said to guard that heart. Guard it from what? Guard it from that world out there. Guard it from that old man out there, which is corrupt. But the hidden man is Christ, and He's not corrupt, brother. Do you hear me? He's not corrupt. He's a holy God, and He lives inside of a holy temple. My God, do you hear that? We are the temple of the living God. Amen to God. I didn't come here to find God. I came here, God inside of me. Yes, there's people come to church. They hear the Word of God. It's God drawing that woman, that man, whoever. He's drawing them, but He has to change that heart. But I have to give Him my heart. Whoever I give my heart to, it's because I trust Him. Do you hear me? I married her. I gave her my heart. I gave her me. She gave. And we become one together. We become one together, but I've learned with God I can't disagree with Him and walk with Him. Can two walk together except they agree? The only way I can walk with this God is in the Spirit. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? The Spirit bears witness to the Word of God, and the Word of God glorifies the Spirit of God, and them two, they're inseparable. They're inseparable. You can't have one without the other. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I know that. I've learned that. But I've learned this, that the Bible said to hide the Word in your heart. Get it in there. Get it in there. Get that heart so full of God's Word, so full of Him. There's no room for the darkness out there. There's no room, but we've got to guard that heart. We must guard it in the Word of God. Over there to the Laodicean church, what was their problem? They thought they had it all together, but they didn't have it all together. In God's Word, He said, I am the Lord, I search the heart. Why are you searching my heart? Because what's in it can defile you. He said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, it's what comes out of his heart. Adultery, fornication, evil thoughts, murder, drunkenness. Well, you know what? One time, my heart was that way. Do you hear me? It was full of adultery, fornication, murder. It's not that I had to kill a man. I could just hate your guts, and God would call me a murderer. Do you hear me? My God. But blessed are the pure in heart. He gave me a pure heart to see the face of this glorious God. My God, do you hear that? I want that. You know, people come up. You ever heard people in court just go to a courtroom, sit down there. There ain't nobody lying there. Everybody's honest. Do you hear me? It's the truth. Go to court, about any court, and they go up and say, how do you plead? I mean, he's not guilty. Not guilty. Everybody's not guilty. But I'm telling you, we're all guilty in the sight of God. But when we're born again, I'm telling you, it's not that earthly lawyer. It's that lawyer called Jesus Christ, who is the mediator between God and man. I'm clean in the sight of God when Christ is in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Only through this Christ. God don't look at me through me. He looks at me through His Son. Do you hear me? He wants to see the hidden man of the heart. Oh, I've hid things in my life. So have you. There's things that you have very great value of. You hide it. You don't want nobody to know about it. But you know the danger is you could hide something in your home, hide it so good, and you say, well, I don't want to tell my children. Because I don't want to tell nobody. But there's people that hid is very valuable things. thing, and they died, and nobody knows where they had it hid at but the person that died. But I'm telling you, God knows exactly where it is. God knows exactly what's hid in my heart. He knows my thought before I think it. He knows the word before I speak it. Nothing is hid of God. But I'm telling you, I've asked that word to be a light into my life. I've asked that word, and He's changed me, sister. He pulled me out of darkness. He pulled me out of the power of Satan and put me in the glorious gospel, the light of Jesus Christ. I have that light in my life. I walk. That word is still burning in my heart. I'm telling you, Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut up in my heart. It's real. It's real. I didn't fall in love with her with a thought. I fell in love with her because she got into my heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Hello. Shout with me if you want to. Yeah. It's true. But brother, and the danger is, the day we're living in, the love of many are waxing cold. The love of many are waxing cold. When that heart goes cold on God, you've converted back to what you used to be. Do you hear me? That's like Saul. He went back to what he used to be. Hear me what I'm saying? It's the hidden man. I cannot pull him out and say, there, can you see him? But I know he's real.
Amen.
I know he's real, brother. Because his spirit bears witness with my spirit. I know he's real because what I used to hate, I now love. And what I used to love, I now...
Come on.
He gave me a heart to know him. Oh my God, my God. Out of the abundance of it, the mouth speaketh. What's in my heart is going to come out. I heard a preacher. He's passed away. And he said, you know, apparently he told the story. There was a bunch of men up on the roof working. They were putting shingles down. And I guess he's maybe one of the deacons, one of the elders. I don't know. He's up there and here and hit. And all of a sudden he hit his finger. It wasn't saying, oh, Jesus. No. He let out a cuss word. Oh, right in front, there's the pastor. Oh, Lord. I don't know why I said that. We'll make every kind of excuse while I did it.
Out
of the heart. Come on now. And you know what? That old preacher said, I'll tell you why he said it. It was in you.
Yep.
Come on now.
Yes.
You know how you get orange juice, Sister Porter? You know how you get orange juice? Some people don't understand. Just squeeze it.
Yeah.
Let God start squeezing.
Come on.
And I want to hear Jesus keep coming out. Hallelujah. Oh, do you hear me? Let your light shine before men that they may see the good works that God's doing in you. And your Father, which is in heaven, He is glorified. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, the only way I can... shall I feel the Holy Ghost? The only way I can approach to Him is through Jesus Christ. He sees the blood, and the blood, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood. He didn't half save me, half heal me. I'm telling you, He saved me from all my sins.
Amen.
Amen to God. You know, it's like they let me out of jail halfway out. What do you mean? I've got one foot in jail and one outside. I'm going to tell you, when that door closed, you better be on one side or the other. Come on, shout with me if you want to. They open them steel bars up. Well, I'm in one and I'm out. No, you're either in or you're out. My God, do you hear that? I'm telling you, and the only way you get in is say, Lord, open the door. And He said, I will. It's your heart that I want to come in and sup with you and you with me. You know, it'd be like, you know, any one of us. I'll use Sister Porter. Hallelujah. Woody can talk to her about it later. Hear me what I'm saying? What am I saying? She goes out there and gets in that car. She's got one leg in. She's got one leg out. And Woody's saying, you put it. No, I don't want. I want to go this way. I ain't going nowhere that way with you. Because something's going to happen. Well, I'm not got one leg in darkness and one leg in light. Brother, I'm either born again. I'm either saved tonight or amen, Pastor. That's just the way it is. I'm either in or I'm out.
Amen.
Come on.
Mighty Almighty. Oh, but if any man enter into that door, he shall, not maybe, could, he shall be saved. Amen. And he can go in and out.
Yeah.
Woo, do you hear me what I'm saying? He's not talking about in that world one day and out in heaven the next day. It's every day walk with God. When you love a woman and you marry her, the honeymoon's wonderful. Oh, I mean the honeymoon's wonderful. It's wonderful. But I'm telling you, 20 years later, you look at it, she ain't what she used to look like. come on now. Come on now. But I'm telling you, oh, but God, he will beautify the me.
Amen.
With salvation. With.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great God of heaven, we need to shine a light.
Come on.
I looked into the mirror. I noticed my hair. There's some change in that. You hear me what I'm saying? I mean, you can talk to that mirror till it's dark and you can't see yourself in it. But if you just have a talk with him,
oh,
it can sure change your day. It can sure change your heart. God spoke to the Lord, let me know. Back in the 80s, I was being hurt. I was being troubled. I got really bothered about things, but I went and prayed about it. Be careful. Don't allow bitterness get into your heart. You know, and also, we must guard the spirit, our spirit. You can get a horny spirit.
Yep.
Amen. You can get an arrogant spirit, a judgmental spirit. Everything's wrong. Everything you can see is what you want to see. Well, I want to see what God. Son says, well, when you see who you are, then you'll know who I am. What I am. Because when I admit what I am, then he'll show me. Amen. Because I look at that word, and that word said, this is you. No, that ain't me. That's George. That's Charlie. That ain't sure ain't me. No, it goes for every one of us.
Sure.
We look in that word. Search the word, for in them you think.
Uh-huh.
And what do we think?
Say it again.
Out of brain, he said, for with that heart. Oh, with that heart. Yeah, I got a brain. I know it thinks. Thank God for it. But he said, that heart. For as a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
So is he. Isn't that something?
Come on.
Isn't that something? Well, now, brother, that God don't mean that. I'm taking God exactly what he says. I don't need an NIV. I don't need a New King James. I need to stick with the pure word of God.
Yes.
I don't want to alter it. I don't want to add to it. You know why?
Yeah.
Read the last chapter of this book.
Mm-hmm.
The very last chapter.
Yeah.
He said, I testify to every man. Not just, and that includes every woman.
Yeah.
Shout with me. He just didn't say every man. He meant everybody. He said, if you add.
Come on.
If you add.
Take away.
The words of this book of prophets, I will add the plagues. God wouldn't do that. But you better read what he said he will do. You may think different, but he hasn't think that. You better see what. And then he said, and if any man.
What he's going to do.
Amen. He's telling you, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Well, he's such a loving God. He doesn't change his word because he's a loving God. Ever forevermore, thy word is settled in heaven. What God, if you get it settled right here, brother, then the gates of hell cannot prevail against you.
That's right.
Standing on the promises
of God.
Of God. Oh. And he also said, and he also said, if any man take away.
Uh-huh.
If he alters this, he said, I will take his name out of the book of life and out of the holy city. My God, my God. I said, oh, Lord, Lord, thy word.
That's what he said.
And that's what David said. He hid it in his heart. Why? That he might not sin. You know, you're married, and you know, there's times the devil's tried to tempt us, but you look and say, is it worth it? Do I love her more than I love to do that sin? Amen.
Yep.
Think of it. I'm serious. Because knowing, if I commit adultery, I'm committing it against her.
Yep.
And God says, yes. And you're committed against me, saith God.
That's right.
If I look upon brother here, and I look and I've got aught against him, or he's got aught against me, it's got into my heart. I've got to ask for forgiveness. You know why? Because he says, if you don't, I don't. If you do, I do. So when you know those scriptures, then the Spirit of God brings them scriptures to you and reminds you, son, make it right. The hidden man of the heart.
Absolutely.
Oh, church. I said, God, I want a pure heart. All through that Bible. Until God changes that heart, it's harder than that wood right there. He said to me, son, to me, if I'm angry with my brother without a cause, you know what he said?
You're in danger
of hell.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say you're in danger of feeling bad. He said you're in danger of hell where there's fire. Well, I just don't believe that. And if you don't believe that word, you don't have this Christ. Because you got to believe that word. Amen to God.
Yes.
Amen. You don't know what they did to me. You better think what we did to him.
Amen.
If any man have a quarrel against another, a grudge, as Christ forgave you, you better do the same.
Yes.
And God says, my son forgave you. You're not better.
Right.
He who knew no sin, he just didn't take him. He took that whole world.
Right.
The pay of debt that he did not owe.
Right.
And I owe the debt I could never pay.
Right.
Oh, I'm telling you, when you read about this hidden man, we've hid things in our life, but there's nothing we can hide from God. Nothing.
Amen.
We can. There's nothing. Nothing. I thought, oh God, let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How shall a young man cleanse his way? And I believe that goes for anybody. Take heed to the word of God. You know what I mean? Take heed means take warning. You can run a stop sign and may not get hit. You may run a red light. But if you keep it up, somewhere down the road, you're going to meet.
Uh-huh.
You're going to meet.
Right.
How long does he long suffer with us? I don't know. I know I can go back to the days of Noah. And it was a long, long time, Peter said, that God long suffered, that none should perish. Years and years. How long did he long suffer with them in that wilderness? Years and years and years. How long did he suffer? And he's still suffering. He's still merciful. But I tell you, I don't take his love and turn it into lasciviousness.
Amen.
I want to stay true. I want to stay true. And how does it do? I read in that word. I want that word to be life. That word comes to life to the new man, the hidden man. And who is that? It's Christ, the Son of God, which is not corrupt. But the devil, the old man, is as corrupt as corrupt can be.
Yes,
he'll lie. He'll steal. He'll fornicate. He'll murder. You hear that? Charlie, he will. He's lust, evil thoughts. He'll do everything that's totally contrary to God.
Yeah.
Because he's that old man. And that old man is corrupt. But that new man, that hidden man, is Christ, who is hidden in the heart. Oh, Lord God, sometimes you probably like to say, I wish I could just take a look and stand him out and say, see, here he is. Right there. Come on back in here, Lord. No, I want to search as David. Even when David committed adultery, committed murder, and when that prophet of God, Nathan, came to him, told him them stories, he said, now, you're that man. And what did David say? What did he say? He began to repent. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Create in me a clean heart. It's not right no more. What was in his heart? Murder, adultery. Dear God. a man that one time had a pure heart. I'm telling you, temptation's going to come. Them that love godly, they're going to suffer persecution. Amen. There's going to be temptation in your life. And if that hidden man's there, he'll make a way of escape every time. But you got to take it. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's up to you. It's up to you. You can either yield, and when you yield, you've opened up to that old corruptible man. Amen. Because the flesh and the spirit are at war constantly with one another. It's like a cat and dog. They just, hear me what I'm saying? They're total opposite. Hear me what I'm saying? But I can tell you that new man will keep you from going to the old man. Converting back to what? Saul turned and he went back to what he used to be. Amen. It happened. Same way with Solomon. God told Solomon, when Solomon, 20 years I believe it was, in the making of that temple, he was a man of peace. And the Bible said that his heart was tender. Listen to this. His heart was tender. He loved God. He loved God. He had that temple built. He's there on that platform. The sacrifice is there. He begins to pray. He begins to pray, crying out to God. The fire comes down, accepts the sacrifice. The glory comes into the temple, and those priests of it could not enter into that temple. There was such presence of God. Do you hear that? I can tell you, that old man don't run to the presence of God. It's only the hidden man, Christ, that takes you to the throne of God. Amen. Amen to God. I'm telling you, you don't get into that kingdom without Christ. Oh, do you hear? That's the hidden man, and that hidden man is Christ. Solomon prays the fire, the temple, and all of that. And God, and then that night, when you read in the Word of God, God comes to him and says to Solomon, if my people, now it's God talking to Solomon. Now Solomon, if my people, they are called by my name, going on here from heaven. He said, then my eyes will be open upon this place, and my ears will be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. But if you turn and serve other gods, my eyes and my ears won't be on this place. Mother, he's still the same yesterday, Mom, today, and forever.
Yep.
And the thing that it's so hard. So hard, but it's true because it's God's word.
Yeah.
When Solomon got older in age, I thought, dear God, God warned him and told Solomon, don't allow those strange women. Don't allow them come into you, and don't you go into them. But Solomon began to love those women. Be careful what you love. Make sure it's a pure love of God. It's a pure love. A pure love. And if you love him, you will love his word. Every bit of it. Don't always know all of it, but you know the one who is the Christ, who is the word of God. You know why? He's unsearchable, Charlie. You can search him for a million years and you just scratch the surface. Yeah. For God so loved the world, what he was saying, I love Charlie. I loved you. I love you and you. I gave my only begotten son. Great God of heaven. I can tell you, Christ is soon to come. But guard that heart. Guard it. It's like a person. You got a home. If you've got a security system, know why you got it? To guard that home if anybody tries to break into it. You're the one that knows it's there. Right? Amen. Have you ever been to a place, you walk by and all of a sudden a light clicks on? Mm-hmm. And then you walk away from it, the light goes out. Stay in that light. That light is Christ. Amen. Amen. While you have the light, believe in the light. And you know those security systems? Now they've got it. A person can be a long way off. They get on that, and they can look and they can watch their house. Amen. I've seen some things here recently. Technology, knowledge exploded. It's exploded. Man walks up and he looks around. He gets the package. And here's the king. He's in full view.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying? I'm a watching.
Yeah.
I'm a watching.
All seeing
eye. It's an all seeing eye. Oh, his eyes go to and fro. You know, you can't stay up all night long and watch your house. But when I lay my head down, he's watching over you and me. His eyes are on the righteous. And his ears are open under the prayer. To God be the glory, Brother Porter. Praise God. Praise God. Amen to God. Amen to God.
To God be all the glory.